Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Larry Pashnik. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Don Slott. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Cabell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive to left field. Wilson throws towards Washington. Washington fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Lemon moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Pashnik covering, for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Washington for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Otis throws the ball into Akins, who tags Lemon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Parrish scores. Cabell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. There goes Whitaker trying to get to third. Otis throws the ball into Brett, who tags Whitaker for the out. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-1 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Castro now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson is hit by the pitch. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive to right field. Lemon throws towards third. Brookins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brookins. Wilson scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. Otis moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Royals, 3. Bob James now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Akins moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Akins moves to third. Martin moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Royals. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor pinch runs for Willie Akins. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin bunts towards the mound. Sosa fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing first base. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Glenn Wilson. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Rick Leach pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott throws to Washington, and they have Lemon in a rundown. The throw to Brett, who applies the tag, and Lemon is out. Turner moves to second. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Turner scores. It's Tigers, 5, Royals, 5. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing first base. Chet Lemon now playing center field. Enos Cabell now playing third base. Lynn Jones now playing right field. T.U.L. Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Tobik now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McRae is walked intentionally. Lee May pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee May now playing first base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Slott reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.